My name is Clarence Rick Napier, CEO of 321 Biz Dev LLC, located in Sacramento County, and you are listening to the 321 Sales Pros Podcast. 321 Biz Dev LLC is a sales training and business development company where our company slogan is converting what exists now to something better tomorrow. We support the following industries in the U.S. and Canada: attorneys, cosmetic surgeons, CPAs, dentists, home builders, HVAC installers, insurance companies, mortgage brokers, and real estate brokers. Our website currently is 321sallc.com and will be changing to 321bizdev.com in a few weeks. We can be reached toll-free at 844-405-2800. We hope you enjoy today's podcast. Hello, everybody. It is July 11th, 2018, and you're listening to the podcast titled How to Defeat Your Sales Demons in 60 Seconds or Less. I really appreciate those who are listening to this podcast because it's taken a while for me to put this together. I just want to say it's great to be back from Cabo San Lucas in Baja California Sur at the very tip, the southern tip of the Mexican peninsula. So let's begin. What is a sales demon? A sales demon is an obstacle stopping salespeople from succeeding in their businesses, especially when they are fairly proficient or maybe even an expert in their professions. Sales demons have very little to do with the technical aspects of your product or service. The sales demons could be the thoughts in your head that pop up that occasionally stop you from taking action to grow your business. Often, the opportunity to grow your business is right in front of you, but these sales demons, you know, stop you from taking action. So when I mention opportunity, I'm not referring to social media marketing, digital marketing, or people that buy leads through these lead subscription packages to add more clients to their business. Those methods I just mentioned, social media, digital marketing, and lead subscription packages, those are passive methods that require little to no effort on the part of a salesperson or business owner. Sales demons are found in primarily proactive marketing methods, specifically in face-to-face and telephone prospecting. And that face-to-face could be when you're out at the bank, at the coffee shop, at the soccer practice with your kids, or it could be you hanging out, you know, at a party. And the telephone prospecting is exactly what it means. You know, you're on the phone talking to, you know, establishing contacts and talking to people to see if you can move them from the contacting stage to setting up an appointment to meet with them. So on the surface, many salespeople believe sales demons expose their physical flaws in themselves in terms of their personalities and their fears. And those flaws could be things like, I'm too short, or I'm too fat, or I'm not pretty, or I'm too pretty. And when it comes to race, it could be things such as blacks feeling that they can't sell to whites, or whites feeling that they can't sell to blacks, or Hispanics feeling that they can only sell to other Hispanics. Other flaws that are not real, you know, other flaws that are not real could be things like the salesperson feeling that they're not successful enough to take massive action, or the salesperson or the business owner feels that they're not a social butterfly, that they don't have those communication skills that flow and everyone recognizes them as the life of the party. Some flaws could be salespeople feeling that they're too much of an introvert. Now, I just want to let you know, I am a 100% introvert. Most people may not believe that, but there is a definition of introvert when it comes to sales. And if you listen to one of my other podcasts, you might hear about that. But I am a 100% introvert, but I'm also a sales trainer, a business development specialist, and I've spent 25 years in the sales industry. Some other flaws are the salespeople feel that they're too old. And I've heard some young salespeople say that they're too young to sell. No one will believe them about the product or service because they feel that since they might be in their 20s or 30s, depending on the product or service, that they don't have enough experience. So these are the flaws or the sales demons that people have in their mind. Now, other sales flaws or demons could be the contact will yell at me or yell at you as a salesperson and you'll feel stupid. Other flaws that people might see in themselves or demons is that the salesperson does not like rejection. Other flaws, and this is kind of like a real one, that the salesperson participates in procrastination, meaning that they don't take action when they said they were going to take action. How about this one? The contact will not be interested in my product or service. How about this one? I am not going to, you know, contact this person because someone probably has already sold this product or service to them, or some company already has the account. Or the last one that I can think of, I'm not going to take action is because it's too late for me to take action, or it's too early for me to take action. So when is the right time? So the sharpest man or woman who could be the right race, the right height and weight, the right social status, very attractive, and who deal with sales demons could be the same man or woman who is the wrong race, who is the wrong height and weight, not attached to an elite group or club, and could be unattractive. So the point I want to make here is that regardless if you feel that you're in the in crowd or you have great physical qualities, there's another group that feels because they don't have those physical qualities or they are not in the right group, they feel these same flaws and they feel that these sales demons are real. So how do you defeat these sales demons? Specifically, how do you defeat sales demons in 60 seconds or less, like the show title of this podcast? So here's how, and I'll outline some ways to defeat these sales demons, but if you can imagine, there has to be some type of training that comes before defeating these sales demons. Otherwise, I could talk for a few minutes and voila, you can fix it and then you can move on. So it's not as easy as you think, especially when you have had no training on how to defeat these sales demons. But let me go through the process of how, with the right training, you can defeat your sales demons in 60 seconds or less. Here's the first one. You must be able to identify who you can contact. So without contacts, you cannot begin the process of defeating your sales demons. Because if you can't contact anyone, you're stuck. You can't do anything. Two, you must believe in your marketing plan, and you must believe that marketing plan is bulletproof. And first of all, you need a marketing plan. And to explain what a marketing plan is, let me try to explain what the marketing plan is in a very short summary. A marketing plan is a clear start to finish set of executable actions where you and your prospect can come to an agreement to do business and wait for it, or not to do business. You see what I just said at the very end? The marketing plan is a clear start to finish set of executable actions where you and your prospect can come to an agreement to do business or not. See, it's okay if you and your prospects agree that no business will be transacted because of timing, price, or some other disqualifying point or consideration. It's okay. But where most people run into a problem, they feel that if the interaction with that prospect leads to a no sale, they feel that something was wrong with their marketing plan. And lots of times, they are 100% correct. There was something wrong with the marketing plan. So that's what we're going to talk about over the next few minutes in general. So most prospects feel good that it is mutually agreeable that business will not happen. So what I mean by that is you have a solid marketing plan, and at the very end, or moving toward that end, you as a salesperson and your prospect mutually agree that there's not going to be a sale, that's fine. In fact, when you come to that conclusion with your prospect in a professional and friendly manner, that there's no need for that prospect to be a client, and it could be many reasons. It could be price. It could be your prospect is not qualified for this product. Maybe your prospect is not eligible for this product. It's okay. But many prospects may offer great referrals to you as a salesperson who may be more qualified for your product or service if you and that prospect mutually agree that there's no reason to do business. See, but without a good marketing plan, problems or bad feelings arise between the salesperson and the prospect. See, and when these bad feelings pop up, these bad feelings negate any possibility of the salesperson receiving referrals. See, after believing in your marketing plan, your sales posture must reflect that you are a listener instead of a talker. So that's like the next part about having a good marketing plan and being on the path to defeat your sales demons. You must have a posture that you are a listener instead of a talker. If the prospect perceives you are at the appointment to listen, you have at least an 80% probability of coming to a mutual agreement. Now, again, what did I say about a mutual agreement? And that mutual agreement can be, number one, yes, let's do business. Again, mutually agreed upon. The second option could be no, let's not do business on a mutual agreement. But a lot of times the prospects will say, "Okay, Clarence, this is definitely not the right product. You and I both agree after going through a conversation about the product or service, but I do have some referrals for you." Okay, so you didn't do business with this prospect at this presentation or interview, but because your posture was one of listening, and before that you had a marketing plan that was bulletproof, that at the end, it was mutually agreed upon that there was no sale to be made, many prospects feel great about referring clients to you. And here's a third option. Between you and that prospect, let's not do business today. But that prospect may have referrals for you that day because of your posture and because of your bulletproof, executable set of actions in your marketing plan. So when and how does the 60-second part to defeat your sales demons come into play? So let's talk about that. In essence, Having a good marketing plan along with a business plan and reasonable goals provide the foundation to defeat sales demons in 60 seconds or less. So let me summarize what I just said. When you have all of your marketing plan ducks in a row, you become very confident that you will reach mutual agreements at all of your prospect interviews. So I'm using these two words, mutual agreement, a lot. It is so very important. And if I could spend the next 3 or 4 hours explaining why that's important, then you would all agree by listening to this podcast, but I can't spend 4 hours explaining what that means. And that's one of the 3-2-1 biz dev training modules to explain how important it is to have a sales meeting with the prospect where there is a mutual agreement that occurs at the very end. So on a side note, you will not need to use these horrendous things called objection handling techniques in an attempt to win back your prospect who said no. So these objection handling techniques come from the 1960s. And these objection handling techniques came about when companies did not have a strong marketing plan that was focused on mutual agreement. So what the salesperson had to do was, at the very end, when the prospect said no, they had to try to regain that business or to win back the business by going to the back of their sales training module, which they studied, and they would say, since the customer said no, I need to use these tactics to try to win the business back. Trust me, if you have to use objection handling techniques with a prospect, 99% of the time it's not going to work. And if that 1% of the time that it does work, you have sold a product or service to a prospect who is now a client who is not happy with the marketing plan and how the interaction between that prospect and you, the salesperson. It is not a method. I'm speaking of objection handling techniques. It is not a method for success. So what is my sales demon? People sometimes say, well, you're the sales trainer. You're the person that's been in sales for 20 plus years. What is your sales demon? Well, my sales demon is procrastination. And I know how to handle it, but that is my sales demon, and I will tell you how I defeat my sales demon. So what I do is I put names and phone numbers and some background information that I know about prospects out, you know, in front or online. And once I pick up the phone and dial, I never hang up. So my sales demon is just getting started, because once I get started, you know, I do well once I get started, but it's just getting started. And the procrastination is a top of sales demon for most people, and it's easy to overcome. But the other sales demons have more to do with the marketing plan, the posture, having a set of executable actions to conduct a sales interview. And that's the big one. That's like 95% of most people's sales demons. So for face-to-face prospecting, when I'm out and about in the public, I say hello to everyone that I'm close to. Then I wait to see if I get a smile or a reply back. And if the person says hello, then that was a great face-to-face interaction. Or if I get a growl from a prospect, and I never really get a growl, so I'm trying to paint a picture of a prospect who is not ready to talk, but I never get a growl. Okay, they never growl. But I can tell if that person is a person that does not want to be bothered that day. Then some people who may growl, you know, quote, growl, close quotation, who growl at me, often come back and apologize that they were in a bad mood that day. That happens quite a bit. People that I meet And they'll say, oh, I met you the other day at the bakery, or I saw you at the gas station. I apologize, Clarence, for being rude. I had a lot on my mind, and gosh, you know, so tell me what you're doing. You know, so that's happened quite a bit. So 321 BizDev LLC can help you improve your sales performance, your sales productivity, and sales profitability. Now, our company's services are not cheap, but we won't charge you nowhere near $25,000. And that's the price you would pay to attend classes that offer this type of training at nationally recognized sales trained schools, where the Fortune 500 company that I worked for, you know, 20 plus years ago, sent me. It only cost $10,000 back in the mid 90s to learn this type of information. So no way we're going to charge you $25,000. It's going to be much, much less than $25,000. But it's information that people need to know, because I can tell you, I can see what people go through when they start out in sales. And most of it has a lot to do with that marketing plan. Having a bulletproof set of executable actions that they need to take in order to get mutual agreement with the prospect. And again, that mutual agreement is either yes, let's move forward, or no, let's not move forward because of price or some type of disqualifying factor. But here are some referrals, because Clarence, we love, the prospect may say, I love the experience I had, even though I'm not going to be a customer, I totally love the experience. Then the third option is, I'm ready to move forward, but not now. But here are some referrals that you can work with right now. And in fact, let me get my Rolodex, let me go to my phone, and I'll give you 5 referrals right now at the appointment. So that's what you want. So defeating these sales demons, like I mentioned, is easier than you think, but you have to be exposed to a set of training methods so that you won't waste your time trying to establish or trying to, you know, try all these different options to improve your sales performance. Because prospects know, or they can tell when you have experience, because when you use a great marketing plan, it just flows like honey. Does honey flow? Maybe that's the wrong word. It just flows like silk when you have a great marketing plan. But when you don't have a great marketing plan with a set of proven executable action, prospects, they know that. They know, even though you've been in the business 5 years or 10 years, they know that you really don't have a plan. They know it. And my experience is I get phone calls from people, or I get messages mostly, and I can tell that the people that are reaching out to me, they don't have a marketing plan. And I can just tell. So I'm not sure how much money people are losing, but I can just tell you this: 90% of salespersons and business owners need to know how to defeat their sales demons so that they can improve their performance, productivity, and profitability. So this ends the podcast of how to defeat your sales demons in 60 seconds or less. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. My name is Clarence Rick Napier, CEO of 321 BizDev LLC, located in Sacramento County, and you have listened to the 321 Sales Pros Podcast. 321 BizDev LLC is a sales training and business development company where our company slogan is converting what exists now to something better. Our website currently is 321sallc.com, and we'll be changing to 321bizdev.com in a few weeks. We can be reached toll free at 844 405-2800. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Make it a great day.